This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. China's National Health Commission says that the death toll from the coronavirus outbreak has risen significantly to more than 1,500. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization expressed concern about the increasing number of health workers getting infected with the deadly virus. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Executive Director of WHO Health Emergencies, Michael Ryan, says it is not unusual for health workers to become infected during disease outbreaks. He says the WHO and China are exploring the time period in which the infections have occurred.
Our understanding is that the cases amongst health workers peaked in the third and fourth week of January, and there's been a rapid fall off in the number of cases that have occurred in health workers in the last 2 weeks. This may reflect increased levels of training, increased levels of protection, and also increased levels of awareness.
The WHO says a joint mission with China on COVID-19 is moving forward. It says 12 international and WHO experts will arrive in China in the next few days. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Federal prosecutors declined to charge former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, closing an investigation into whether he lied to federal officials about his involvement in a news media disclosure. McCabe's lawyer said in a statement that they were told in a phone call and letter that the case is closed, no charges will be brought against him based on facts. McCabe, a frequent target of attacks from President Donald Trump for his role in investigating Russian interference in the 2016 election, denied that he intentionally misled anyone. The Justice Department Inspector General had accused McCabe of repeatedly lying about authorizing a subordinate to share information with a newspaper reporter for a 2016 article about an FBI investigation into the Clinton Foundation. This is VOA News. A senior administration official said on Friday that the United States has reached an agreement with the Taliban on a week-long reduction of violence that could lead to U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. Reuters' Colette Luke.
The seven-day reduction of violence agreement would take effect very soon, the official said, and it would cover the entire country of Afghanistan, including Afghan forces. The U.S. military would also monitor violence levels to verify whether or not the Taliban was honoring its commitments. And if the week-long truce is successful, then talks would move into the next phase of negotiations involving all parties.
Thank you.
The announcement comes after U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Defense Secretary Mark Esper met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani during the Munich Security Forum in Germany on Friday.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says that he accepts the social media giant may have to pay more taxes. AP correspondent Charles A. Ledesma.
Facebook's CEO is expected to tell the Munich Security Conference on Saturday he's backing plans for digital tax reform on a global scale proposed by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. According to an excerpt of his speech provided in advance, Zuckerberg will say, "I understand that there's frustration about how tech companies are taxed in Europe. The OECD plan would require digital and internet companies, including social media platforms, to pay more tax in countries where they have significant consumer-facing activities and generate profits." Charles de Ledesma, London.
A federal jury has convicted attorney Michael Avenatti, who once represented adult film star Stormy Daniels in a lawsuit against President Trump of trying to extort money from sportswear giant Nike. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Avenatti glared at jurors as the verdict was announced and shook hands with his lawyers before being led back to his cell. Prosecutors say the lawyer threatened to use his media access to hurt Nike's reputation and stock price unless the apparel company paid him up to $25 million. Defense attorney Scott Srebnick says Avenatti will appeal.
He's disappointed, but he's a fighter.
Avenatti became famous representing porn star Stormy Daniels in lawsuits against President Trump. He still faces an April trial on charges that he defrauded Daniels of hundreds of thousands of dollars of book proceeds and has a trial coming up in Los Angeles in May on charges that he defrauded clients and failed to pay taxes. I'm Jennifer King.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.